Almost all of you are probably familiar with the loving kindness practice. For so many years, we did the loving kindness practice utilizing phrases, and I still really like doing that. But we have more recently, in the last, say, 10 years, utilized the radiating metta that's described in the Majjhima Nikaya. And so we're going to do a version of loving kindness practice, of utilizing radiating metta. And we're going to do it from making reference from our outer and inner experience of radiating metta. This could be seen as a cleansing process for us. It could be seen as a kind of reorientation process where we're getting more and more able to distinguish the inner and the outer and more aware of it. We could see it as a kind of cultivation of insight. One of the challenges of doing the radiating metta for people who have only done the phrase approach to metta is that because the metta is radiating out of our own mind heart space, it can seem that we're being left out of it. So I would suggest to you that rather than being left out of it, you're at the center of it. Because this loving kindness is flowing through your physical body. It's flowing through your emotional body. It's flowing through your vital body, the physical, emotional, and vital bodies. And it's flowing through your whole manifest consciousness as you know the world. And it's also energetically flowing through what's called the etheric body. So, and the map of the nine bodies of consciousness, the etheric body is where the psychic heart resides. So, in Big Sky meditation that you may have done at some time or another, that Big Sky is the etheric body space that we're dropping into in that way. So, here we go, and it's fun. It's fun to do this. It's satisfying and so forth. And I do my own slightly tailored version of it. Reflecting for a moment on our experience of arriving. Feeling the wholesomeness of this intention, feeling how it awakens the heart when we feel the wholesome intention. How wholesome mindfulness is when it's front and center for utilization of well-being, how it guards the senses. how it can help protect the heart. And then being available first in feeling the immediacy of the moment. Not just the mind feels the immediacy of the moment, but the heart is available in this moment. And then the mindfulness. You know that you're available in the immediacy of the moment. How could we not be more interested in knowing this? Astounding. It's a felt sense that's so alive, so wholesome. What is presence but the mind heart being present? And then this capacity, the realization of the capability of choosing. That choosing is available. That choice can be made. That we can walk in the gates of the Dhamma. They are open. How satisfying. Even a whiff is satisfying. A whiff of this. And then we align with the Dhamma by choice, by making it a priority, by wanting to have a North Star to guide us, mind, heart, through all the confusion of the manifest world. We do so humbly, but also with dignity and integrity. And it is roused by the heart, and the heart is aroused in turn. And we feel the ground of aligned and available, available, aligned. Our first ground. And from this ground, rather than turning to Vipassana, we turn to Metta. Feeling how wholesome the feeling is, how easily satisfied this awakened feeling. The naturalness of it. May my heart be available for metta. May the heart's release into metta be felt. All the goodness that has brought me here this weekend, all the goodness that has kept me in practice, my sincerity the authenticness of my heart's interest. I brain and offer all of this as I commence a radiating metta for all beings, to include myself. Staying with the felt sense, please. So you can feel the heart space, maybe a little bit to the right of the physical heart. Center your attention there. It may be also at one point felt somewhere in the skull, a little kind of above the third eye. Both can be lit up at once, or neither will light up. But bringing your attention there, so where this feeling is streaming from is the spiritual heart, right to the center, right there, not quite in the breastbone area, almost. And it can be a whole wide-ranging area. Just that whole area, you may feel it as a whole thing, or your whole body may light up. From this space of available and aligned, I turn my good wishes, my feelings of goodwill, of friendliness, of kindness towards all beings. To all those in front, I offer this radiating metta that is being summoned and rolls out to all that is in front of me, all beings in front. Metta, metta, metta. Friendliness, kindness, well-wishing. Metta, metta, to all beings in front, radiating, pulsating, tingling, my own vitality in this radiating metta. We are practicing practice. We fully receive the experience we're having and not thinking it's supposed to be other. Metta, metta to all those in front. Through the outer dimensions of my experience, radiating metta goes through all the outer experience, through all the sense gates. Metta, metta, friendly, caring, well-wishing, non-imposing goodwill, just the goodwill. Metta, metta, metta to all those in front. Felt sense, felt sense. Likewise, including now all those beings to the right, from high and low, of height as to where they are, high and low as to whatever their nature, this radiating metta coming from the center of the heart, radiating outward to all of those to the right, not abandoning those to straight ahead, but now we're focusing on all those to the right. Metta, metta. Friendly, well-wishing, kind thoughts, kind feelings. Metta, metta. The very wholesomeness turns into more and more radiating metta, pulsating, vibrating, its own vitality. Without abandoning the front and to the right, we shift our attention to all beings who are behind, everywhere behind, boundlessly behind. Radiating this metta to all these beings, wishing them well. Acknowledging the innate goodness. Metta, metta to all those to the back. From our very center, you may feel physiological change, the center. Metta, metta to all of those to the back. Radiating, pulsating, tingling, flowing, metta, metta, metta. From your outer experience, this radiating metta, 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 pulsating, vibrating, flowing, radiating, unending. The heart's very life force. Created in love, existing in love, radiating, radiating from the outer. Radiating from the inner experience. Inner experience opening to this radiating metta. Metta, metta. Kind, friendly. to the back, to the right side, to the front. This radiating metta from the front to the right to the back, radiating metta, metta, metta. From the outer, our outer experience of radiating the metta. Wholesome, generous, satisfying. And likewise, from the front to the right to the back, this inner experience of radiating the metta. Metta, metta, metta. To all those, the front, to the right, to the back. Metta, metta, metta. And now all those to the left, without boundary, to all beings on the left, this well-wishing, this kindness and attitude, this including rather than excluding, metta, 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 non-judging, non-comparing, non-fixing. Metta, 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 friendly, caring, generous. Non-demanding, metta, metta, radiating metta from the very center, from our very center, out, out, flowing, flowing, radiating from the outer in all forms, our outer experience, radiating this metta, our resonance with the outer experience of life. Metta, metta, flowing also from our inner experience, the truth of our inner experience, the tenderness of our inner experience. Metta, metta, friendly, caring, kind, responsive. Metta, metta. This trusting, this giving the benefit of the doubt. Metta, metta, radiating metta. Not denying the nature of the world, but sending this love to the very nature of the world as it is. Metta, metta, metta. Radiating, pulsating. Metta, metta, to all beings on the left. Metta, metta, radiating metta. From the front to the right, to the back, to the left, this circle of radiating metta, spiraling out, flowing out, pulsating out, the very center of our being, both on the physical level, the energetic level, and the mysterious level. Radiating Melta to the front, to the right, to the back, to the left. All beings, all beings. Matter, matter. In this energy field of metta, including now all those above. Metta, metta, to all beings above. Flowing, radiating, friendliness, friendliness, caring, benefit of the doubt. Metta, metta. Metta from our outer experience. All of our outer experience radiating this metta. Without judging or comparing or demanding. And our inner experience flowing, flowing outwards, this radiating metta to all those above. Here and now. Here and now. Here, now. Radiating, radiating. For all those below, metta to all those below. Radiating, radiating, tingling, there's a flow, vibrating. Radiating metta to all those below. Matter, matter. And now I'm including all directions. This metta opening out, radiating out, pulsating out to in front, to the right, behind us, to the left, above, below. Metta, metta, metta. From the outer, it pulsates, it radiates. From the inner, it pulsates, it radiates. Metta without end, metta in all directions without requirement, without preference, without demand, without exchange. This opening to this vibrating heart space filled with metta in all directions, radiating on the physical level, on the energetic level. On this mysterious level of our experience, metta, 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 metta. Here, now, metta. Kind metta, well-wishing metta. metta that asks nothing. This innate heart capacity. Metta, metta, radiating metta. All beings, metta, metta, the outer and inner of our experience, radiating this metta, all our experience releasing into metta, 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 friendly, caring. All that is available, radiating out. Feel this radiating metta and feel the stillness in the very center in front, to the right, to the back, to the left, above, below. The stillness at the very center, unguarded, unrequiring, metta, metta, through our outer and our inner experience, metta, metta. Letting loose of this radiating metta as a focus, not that it is ceasing, And dwell now in your own experience for just a few minutes. The outer experience that's now available, the inner. Is there the possibility that you are feeling that radiating from a still point? So you are feeling the stillness and the movement, the opposites balanced, still and still moving to a further union, a deeper communion. Metta, metta. Anytime we're doing metta or any of the Brahma-Vihara practices, or in the available aligning, it's not unusual for tears just to come. And sometimes there's a person or something comes up with that, but not infrequently. A person will say afterwards, I was crying, but there was no story, but I was crying. And that is part of this purification that we have happened to us at times. It's beautiful to see faces.